netyarrows.com. The unofficial Netyarrows archive site, article tile : DIY PlayStation USB communication cable. DIY USB serial communication cable author, M-date. 2021-01-1621-42+1100 tags. Development, hardware comments. Open DIY USB serial communication cable. Firstly, if you can't make a cable, the only place that I know that you can buy from are, or were, https://psx0.wordpress.com tag serial cable https://www.deltaisland.com/index.ph pen tutorials to Netyarrows warning. Do at your own risk! Exclamation. Below is what worked for me and no guarantee is given nor implied that it will work for you. The warning is overkill, it really is a simple and relatively safe project, but you never know these days. Below is a quick instructional video on how to make yourself a USB to PlayStation serial communication cable. I talk first about making the 3-wire cable, which is very easy to make and typically cheaper. Lastly, I talk, in a lot of detail, about how to make the Netyarrows compatible, Seokans, or Code Warrior, cable that requires specific hardware, that I'm aware of, the FTDI chip, and with all the required pins exposed on the board. Typically these are called the FTDI breakout board, these tend to be more expensive. Also, the FTDI chip has to be configured correctly, so you have to install the FTDI programmer, and update it. But all Netyarrows cables are also compatible with the 3-wire cable software with no modifications, so making a Netyarrows compatible cable gives you the best of both worlds, and more options. Images and raw videos are all available on archive.org. Do it yourself, Netyarrows USB to serial communication cable, video by Mike Dasha. 3-wire cable. The 3-wire cable doesn't require the FTDI chip, but it's common to see them on boards, and possibly cables, for USB to serial communication. FTDI is a good choice even for the 3-wire cable, because it supports high-speed transmission, and current and legacy OS driver support. Making the 3-wire cable is similar to the Netyarrows cable, without the extra cabling, and programming of the FTDI chip, see below. Netyarrows compatible cable. The process is relatively simple, only 7 wires to solder, and not very complex. Minimum parts required: FTDI breakout board, SparkFun USB to serial breakout, FT232RL, half a PlayStation serial link cable, a circuit tester or multimeter to map wire color to wire function, a soldering iron to put it together, electrical tape to wrap it and protect it, and a micro USB cable to use it. Please note, the cheaper clone FTDI breakout boards only work as 3-wire cable, and are not Netyarrows capable, because they cannot be reprogrammed to support the Seokans handshaking. Thumbnail images from archive.org tools. Parts. Map wire colors to its function. The colors above are not correct, you have to figure out the colors with your cable end, and the video goes into a lot of detail. Next, I map it out, on paper. Make sure your wires are a good length, not too long, and not too short. Dry run, and double check everything. Solder it. Even with my horrible soldering skill, there is hope. Images from the old cable. Double check your wiring before testing. Test it. After building, the cable will function automatically like a 3-wire cable, so test it by using something like Knops with Unirom, it should work with no problems. Make it Netyarrows compatible. After testing, install the FDTI software, see links below, to apply the Netyarrows compatibility settings. Again, these do not interfere with the 3-wire software, so you can still use Knops Unirom. sudo.ft232rprog, invert RTS, invert CTS, invert DTR, invert DSR in the image above. I've built the FTDI programmer, see the links section for more information. Windows users also see the links section for more information. Wrap it. Once it works, I wrap it in a lot of tape. Finished. Success. That's it. Enjoy. If that was too fast for you, the video explains what to do in a lot more detail. Links mentioned in the video. https://github.com/jonathan.cell/serial-unirom:/https://unirom8bootdisc/firmware for PS1 releases. I would recommend using Unirom with a cheap cheat cartridge, it loads instantly. Booting a CDR via the cheap memory card hack. https://bradlin3ps.xboo/raspberry-pi-pico-usb-to-serial-firmware:https://github.com Nolta-ripico-uart-bridge-usb-to-uart-serial-console-cable-8-scolon-shop.bimoroni.com-product-sus-to-uart-serial-console-cable-recommended-ftdi-breakout-board SparkFun USB to serial breakout, FT232RL https://www.sparkfun.com products 12731 Nantons 42s Netyaros compatible cable page : https://psx0.wordpress.com tab serial cable Siokens USB cable info http://www.psxdev.net forum view topic.php 62 and T1071 Windows driver /ft://www.ftdchip.com support utilities.htmft prod ft2232 uart virtual com port vcp drivers for ft2232 devices look for your os and hw in the table https://ftdchip.com drivers for example WinXP version is CDM 2.08.24 WHQL certified .zift /www.ftdchip.com drivers CDM percent 202.08.24% 20 WHQL percent 20 certified .zip Windows users follow this guide https://www.deltaisland.com index.ph pentutorials to Netyaros Linux distros most likely have FTDI in the repository. Install libftdev also libusdev is required not if not you can build it from http://rtr.caft232rft232rprod1.24tar.gz images and videos archived here https://archive.org details USB communication cable Netyaros serial Netyaros debugger in action https://www.youtube.com/watchmohngqhpzrsu my Netyaros videos from 2016 https://www.youtube.com/watchmatebdb106 and list plg 9 zbnblmb2rk text zf19oagdmyzgzdny questions ask in the comments below Netyaros development Netyaros toolchain options comments are open your name or alias required : your plain text comment required : your entered name and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.